Gates, brother and sister. Preston, Melbourne, Victoria. June 14, 1892. Dear brother and sister, I would esteem it a privilege to see you and to converse with you this morning. It is a very sunshiny, pleasant morning. We had a heavy frost last night. I remain the same as when you last saw me, but I have not time to converse with my pen in regard to myself. I have a word of caution for Brother Gates. He is a nervous dyspeptic. I noticed he ate fruit and milk mixed. Sour fruits, or even subacid fruits mixed, will certainly increase his difficulties. Now I hope he will not be careless in the diet question, but be exceedingly careful. It would be more favorable for him to eat meat occasionally than to eat many things in the fruit and vegetable line. If he is strict to eat only vegetables at one meal and fruit at the next, and not eat both at the same time, he can do much toward a more healthy condition of the digestive organs. If he will avoid putting milk or cream in his sauce, he will find less difficulty in taking care of his food. I hope, Elder Gates, you will be a very strict sentinel over your appetite in this respect. Never allow your feet, under any consideration, to become cold and damp, and be very careful in regard to conversing in the open air when riding. Keep the mouth closed. From the light given me some years since, I know you need these cautions. Several were presented before me in delicate health, and their life might be prolonged or shortened by their own course of action. The Lord has chosen you to do His work, and if you work carefully, prudently, and bring your habits of eating in strict control to knowledge and reason, you would have many more pleasant, comfortable hours than if you acted unwisely. Put on the brakes, hold your appetite under strict charge, and then leave yourself in the hands of God. Prolong your life by careful supervision of yourself. Now, the class that was presented to me were, some of them, digging their graves with their teeth. God would have them live, but they themselves, by their careless habits, were shortening their lives. There is much work to be done. Here again, caution is needed. They overwork, and will be able to work far less because at periods they have done too much. Now I have written you these few cautions which I believe you will respect. We greatly desire that you should live and honor God in your life. The Lord is good and merciful, of tender pity and loving kindness. He doth not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. Put your whole trust in the Lord. Seek Him, and believe that He hears your prayer. He loves you, and He will work with you, but cling to the arm of infinite power. Lean your whole weight upon Jesus. I am trying to do this, and I am comforted and greatly blessed. We shall be glad to hear from you both at any time. Be of good courage in the Lord, and He will bless and sustain you. In much love,